In Genesis, the 45th chapter, I want to preach what the Lord's been dealing on my heart. Amen. And I've wrestled with this and wrestled with this. But I just want to preach what I felt the Lord wanted me to preach to you today. Glory to God. Amen. In Genesis, the 45th chapter, starting with the 24th verse, so he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said unto them, see that you fall not out by the way. And they went up out of Egypt and came into the land of Canaan and of Jacob their father. And he told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he's governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. And Israel said, it is enough. Joseph my son is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. Amen. Would you one more time just ask the Lord that He'd help me today, Father? I need the anointing of the Holy Ghost of God. Anoint these lips of clay to speak words of wisdom today, God. Hide me behind the cross of Calvary, Lord. Give me quick thoughts and clear speech, God. I'm nothing, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you don't do the work that you've intended for this message to do. I'll give you the glory and the honor for it. Jesus' name, and everybody said, praise the Lord. I want to preach this afternoon on, is there any more wagons? This message probably has been preached, and there's nothing new, and that's what wed me today. Amen. Hallelujah. But I haven't heard it preached, all right? Praise God. You say, where you been? Well, I don't know. Hallelujah. But if you think that if some preacher's in here today, and you preach this message, hallelujah, you probably do a better job at it than what I'm fixing to do, but I didn't get it from you. I'm just going to preach what the Lord laid on my heart to give you, amen? We've got here, Jacob is old now. You've got to realize something, amen? Joseph is a son that he loved so dearly. At the age of 17 years old one day, he went out to feed, to take care of the herd, and he went out and was among his brethren, and his brethren envied Joseph. They didn't like it because God had used Joseph, and God had dealt with him in dreams, and God would talk to him, and Joseph would come and begin to tell what God was going to do. And one day, amen, here comes Joseph, and then he began to talk to him, and they said, here comes that dreamer again. Amen, we're going to have to do something about it. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And they was envy of him. Amen. And they began to get a plot together and said, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Amen. We're going to kill him, get rid of him. Amen. But who was it? Old Benjamin said, no, we can't do that. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what. Amen. It'll take daddy down to the grave. But oh, hallelujah. They made their plan and their plot. And you know how the story went. Amen. For about 22 years. Amen. Amen. Jacob lived with this, that his son was dead, that he'd never see him again. Amen. Day after day, amen, was spent in grief and sorrow. Amen. Time after time, he probably thought, oh, my heart is aching. What's the use of living anymore? My only son, Joseph, is dead. But oh, hallelujah, I read to you today the story. How that one day, praise God, the Bible said they came and they told Jacob, hey, Jacob, we've seen Joseph, and Joseph is alive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the Bible said that Jacob fell over. Oh, don't do me this way. I've lived with this 20-some years. Oh, hallelujah. Woo, would you help me preach a little bit? Amen. The Bible says, glory to God, that when he saw the wagons, his spirit was revived. Let's look today at what revived means. The word revived means to restore to consciousness or life, to restore from a depressed, inactive, or unused state. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. I want to tell you today, if we ain't careful, our churches are getting in the place of unconsciousness. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You say, will there ever be another revival? Will there ever be another healing? Will there ever be another soul saved? Will there ever be anything, amen, happen in our church again? How many times, pastors, has the congregation walked out the door and you sat down on the altar and you folded your hands and you said, oh God, is there any hope here? Is there any hope here? Could I tell you today, amen, if we can get the wagons to come by, amen, I believe we'd get revived. If we can see the wagons again, amen, I believe our spirit would be revived. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. You've got to realize something. In the 43rd chapter, the Bible said there was a sore famine in the land. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I mean, it was a famine that was on. There was no food. Amen. Everything, amen, was going down. How many times have you come to church and it felt like there's a famine? Amen. Oh, glory to God. You wanted the Word of God. You wanted something for your soul. You come hungry, but you left hungry. Oh, hallelujah. You say, well, it was so-and-so. I'm not here to put the blame on nobody. All I'm saying, sometimes there's a famine that hits the land, and if we ain't careful, amen, we'll die like Jacob. Oh God, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Oh, glory to God. Too many times our evangelists, hey, hallelujah, going up and down the road. Amen. They close revival, Brother Bridges. Amen. And it's not always the evangelist's fault. Amen. It's like somebody was preaching, I believe, Brother Webster yesterday. Amen. Sometimes it is our evangelist's fault. Amen. If we ain't really prayed and sought God, amen, like we should have, then sometimes our revivals are a flop. Amen. We might as well admit it. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But how many times have we closed revival out and we headed for the trailer and we said, what's the use of going to another revival? This thing's dried up. There ain't no sense. There's a famine. Nobody's wanting help. Nobody's wanting help. Nobody's getting saved. Nobody's being filled with the Holy Ghost. I might as well just sit down and fold my hands and say no more. Let me read you something this afternoon in Psalms, the 85th chapter. Oh, hallelujah. I'm reaching today on, is there any more wagons? Praise God. 85th chapter of Psalms in the 6th verse. The Bible said, wilt thou not revive us? Oh, hallelujah. What did I say that word revive meant? To bring back to consciousness. Hallelujah. Bring it back to life. Bring it back to activeness. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I realize there was a church in Revelation. The Bible said that it had a name, that it was living. But Jesus said, you're dead. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I wonder, amen, glory to God, will thou not revive us again? For thy people may rejoice in thee. Amen. I don't know about you, but we need some wagons to come by here. We need some reviving in this hour. We need some uplifting. Hallelujah. We need some encouragement. Brother Jimmy Bosselman, is there any more wagons? I appreciate Brother Bosselman back here. He's my friend. Hallelujah. Is there any more wagons? Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, ain't nothing happening, Brother Cox, at the church anymore. We might as well just dismiss service. Ain't a thing going on. Ain't nobody getting nowhere. Hallelujah. We might as well not even have service tonight. Amen. You ever been there? I have. Glory to God. Aha! Come on! Hallelujah. There's been a many night, Brother Horton. I sat down when the congregation walked out. And I thought, oh God. Oh God! What's wrong? Amen. What's going on? Oh, that somebody would come by and just revive me. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God that I could get some help. Oh, amen. That somebody would come along and bring revival to my soul. Woo! But I wonder, is there any more wagons? Wait a minute, what am I seeing? Hallelujah. What am I seeing today? Oh, glory to God. Amen. What's up, my God? You mean to tell me there's still salvation? There's still deliverance? Glory to God. There's Holy Ghost. There's healing. Amen. There's revival. There's encouragement. Hallelujah. When Jacob saw the wagons, his spirit was revived. Hallelujah. I wonder today, is there a pastor in this place, amen, that needs a wagon to come by? I wonder, is there an evangelist that needs a wagon to come by? I wonder, is there a laity today that needs a wagon to come by? Oh, God. Woo! I'm here to tell you today, there ain't nothing in that wagon but a wagon. But hallelujah, symbolically, if you need something today, here's the wagon. Here's the wagon. Will thou not revive us again? Oh, glory. I say, here comes the wagons. There's still hope. There's still hope in 94 of wagons. There's still hope of revival. There's still hope of deliverance. There's still hope of healing. Amen. Will thou not revive us again? I feel like traveling on. And I see the wagons.
Brother George.
I know I'm going home.
Come on,
is he
George.
Out there anywhere?
Yeah,
is Brother George Davis in this building anywhere?
Yeah, he is. Come on, Brother
I need
George.
The wagon singer today. Come on, Brother George.
Come on, Brother
hallelujah.
George.
I'm here to tell you today. Amen. When Jacob saw the wagons, his spirit was revived. There's still Holy Ghost outpouring. Amen. There's still people being healed. There's still people being encouraged. Why? Because of the wagons. My God, I believe today, if I needed something, I'd grab one of them wagons and go with it. Amen. You say that's foolish. That's ignorant. I'm here to tell you it wasn't ignorant to Jacob. Amen. 20 years. 20 years. But brother, when he saw the wagons come along, amen, his spirit was revived. He was uplifted in his soul. My God. Hallelujah. We've lived on yesteryear's experience too long. We've talked about the revivals of days gone by. We've talked about how the Holy Ghost used to move. Amen. When we was boys, we talked about, hallelujah, how they come and got saved years ago. I say, what's wrong today? Amen. I say, the wagons are still coming by. Amen. I say, the wagons are still available in this hour. Is there any more wagons? Woo! Oh, hallelujah. 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 Amen. We've got people bound. Hallelujah. We've got people bound. Praise God. And sad to say, some's been bound for years. Come on here. They've been bound with habits. They've been bound with tobacco. They've been bound with lust of the flesh. But I'm here to tell you today, there's a wagon of deliverance. There's a wagon of deliverance. Amen. You say, oh, Brother Smith, I don't know if there's any hope for me. Amen. I'm here to tell you, Jacob thought there was no hope. He thought the famine was too great. But thank God, in the midst of the famine, amen, the wagons come rolling by. In the midst of your discouragement, in the midst of your doubt, in the midst, amen, of opposition, the wagons will come by. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Do you need a wagon today? Some of you just standing there looking.
Come on, buddy.
You think it's foolish. But I'm going to tell you something. If I was bound by something today, I'd grab that wagon that's got deliverance on it, and I'd just go around a few times. If I was needing healing in my body today, I'd grab that wagon that had healing on it. Amen. You saying, Brother Smith, what are you saying? There's something in that wagon. No. Hallelujah. Amen. But obedience is better than sacrifice. Glory to God. And I say, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. By the authority of God and in the name of Jesus Christ, walk out and grab one of these wagons. Amen. And see what God will do for you. See what God has in store for you today. Woo! Come on, brothers. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, God. Yes, sir. Any more wagons? Let me read you something right quick before they start singing. As with the 9th chapter and the 5th verse. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. My. Oh, glory. Hey, amen. Don't be scared of the wagons. They ain't going to hurt you. I'll be honest with you. They ain't going to hurt you. Hey, amen. We ain't got no special dose mixed up in that thing. Hey, amen. It's just a little wagon. Just a little symbolic thing. Glory to God. That if some of you would obey, hey, amen, you'd get help today. Glory. Hey, amen. Let me read something to you right quick. Hallelujah. And at the evening sacrifice, I rose up from my heaviness, and having rent my garments and my mantle, I fell upon my knees, spread out my hands unto the Lord my God, and said, oh my God, I am ashamed and blessed to lift up my face to thee, my God, for our iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespass is grown up unto the heaviness. Since the day of our fathers, we've been in great distress. To this day, for our iniquities, we are kings, and our priests have been delivered in the hand of captivity. And to the spoil, and to confusion of face, as it is this day. And here's what I want to get to right here. And now, for a little space, grace hath been shown from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a nail in his holy place that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. Is there any more wagons?
When I see the wagon, I feel like pedaling on. When I see the wagon, I know I'm a going home.
Oh my God!
I don't.
Oh my God!
I have a land to fly. When I feel this
curse, Lord, run that wagon by.
When I see the wagon, I feel like traveling on.
Oh, when I see the wagons, I know I'm a going home.
Oh, there they go!
Well, I don't want to.
Don't miss it. Don't miss your opportunity, God. There goes the wild God. Hey, there go.
Now Elijah went on the mountain, down upon his knees, said his servant to the brow, said, look toward the sea. 7 times the servant went, at the seventh saw a hand, and that hand was on Elijah.
Are you obeying
down
God?
The hill he ran.
My God, there goes one.
When I see the wagon,
oh,
I feel like traveling on.
His spirit must revive. His spirit must revive. He'll not revive. It's a man of God. Oh, for the face of grace. He'll not revive us. He'll not
revive
us. Come on today.
Put old John in the prison. Locked him up secure. John sent to Jesus, said, are you him for sure? Jesus sent back to John a message from on high. The dead are raised and the lepers are cleansed and the blind receive their sight.
When I see the wagons, I feel like traveling on. When I see the wagons, I know I'm going home.
Well,
I don't want to walk, and I haven't learned to fly. When I feel discouraged, running wagons by.
Hey, Pastor, there's the wagon. You don't have to resign your church. There's the wagon. Amen. Evangelist. Amen. You don't have to close out revival. There's the wagon. Amen. Laity, you don't have to quit coming to church. There's the wagon, Lord. We're not going to look at it and get revived.
I feel like traveling on. When I see the wagon, I know I'm going home. I don't want to walk, and I haven't learned to fly. When I feel discouraged,
somebody should have got down and had one of them wagons. You hear me? I said somebody should have got down here and got one of them wagons. What are you waiting on? Come on! Come on! Come on!
I don't want to
go
there. And I haven't learned to fly. Running wagons by. I feel like traveling on. When I see the wagon, I know I'm going home.
Well,
I don't want to walk.
Come on!
I haven't learned to fly.
Come on!
When I see the service Lord running wagons by.
Today!
When I see
the wagon, you need prayer. Come on today! You need prayer. Come on! Oh, hallelujah! Come on! You need the Holy Ghost. I see the Holy Ghost wagon still set. The healing wagon is still set. Hallelujah! Revival, encouragement. There's the wagon, friend. Come on, glory to God. Get a heavenly vision today. Let God lift you up. Let God work in your soul. Let God revive you. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah.
Well, when I see the wagon,
I feel like traveling on. When I see the wagon, I know I'm going home.
Step out today. Amen. Find you a place right now. Amen. You need revival. You need encouragement. Get on your knees before the Lord. Amen. And ask him to help. Come on. Amen. You stand and look. Come on today. Amen. I'm giving a general altar call right now. Everybody in the building, come on. Find you a place. Get help today. You feel like grabbing one of these wagons, grab it. Amen. That's still here for you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Open up God's door across the
world. We are the disturbed from His wife. Traveling on, when I see the wagon, I know I'm going home. Well, I don't want to walk, and I haven't learned to fly.